We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation.
Chocolate or vanilla? The National Ice Cream Retailers Association show that most people will choose vanilla ice cream, but chocolate is the number one topping. The recent Tour de Chocolat was held at the Tower Theater, and about 1,000 people were drawn to the event because of the love of chocolate. I'm Julia Gray, and chocolate is the focus of today's Take 5. Chocolate, the fermented and roasted ground beans of the Theobroma cacao, can be traced back to 1900 BC. It was used for religious and royal ceremonies, and the cacao beans were even used as money to pay taxes. The Europeans sweetened it by adding sugar and milk, and in the 1800s, John Cadbury was the first to market the modern chocolate bar. Chocolate has come a long way, and area chefs used all that history to create some fantastical and delicious creations at this year's Tour de Chocolat. Ray Solly with the Tower says people really get excited over the chocolate experience.
It started as Tour de Chocolat about 5 or 6 years ago, and it has evolved into this kind of smorgasbord of sweets. And we just think that chocolate's the universal language.
John Gottberg Anderson joined me as a judge for the event, and he describes perfectly what he looks for in judging the chocolate.
When I'm judging, I look for a number of different elements. Obviously, one of them is flavor. There's no doubt about it. But and whether the elements that go into the chocolate dessert actually work together and balance. Sometimes you'll find sweet and salty and sour in different elements. Presentation is a big one. The level of moisture and how well the chocolate has set in the dessert, and a lot of different elements go into it.
Next, we'll hear from the head judge about the quality of this year's competition. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my home fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Home Fed Merchant Services now supports the iPhone card scanner. Your business can accept credit cards via your iPhone. Switching is easy at Home Fed. Member FDIC.
Today, we're talking about chocolate. Recently, the Tower Theater held the Tour de Chocolat. Head judge Gene Fritz for the tour says the variety of chocolate flavors really exceeded his expectations.
You know, it was diverse. The flavor profiles were diverse, much like sort of modern trends in food. So we saw a lot of savory flavors coming into the dessert from, you know, the traditional chili, you know, adding some heat to key lime, to ginger, to Earl Grey tea. So there was a lot of diverse flavor profiles and an enhanced skill level this year.
I asked Chef Fritz about the eye-popping showpieces where chefs use every part of their imagination to create unique, whimsical, and intricate pieces of art.
It all comes down to skill of tempering the chocolate, getting a nice sheen, a good snap, and really they are quite diverse in the outcome. But I'll tell you, you get to see the bend is creative and loves chocolate, and you really see that representation not only through the items that we taste it, but also through the show pieces.
So if you missed this year's Tour de Chocolat, you missed a lot. Chocolate may not be the most chosen ice cream flavor, but have a chocolate event and lots of people turn out and leave with big chocolatey grins. I'm Julia Gray. Take 5 is a production of 1110 KBND Radio News. Depend on us.
There is no life I know to compare with your imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly.